After 4 days of heavy rains across southeastern Wisconsin, the DNR was finally able to resume aerial attacks Monday in an ongoing attempt to slow the spread of the insidious gypsy moth. Each day through the first week of June, the bright yellow crop dusters will roar to life at sunrise, flying just 50 feet above treetops and homes, as millions of just-hatched caterpillars await certain death below. The plane spread high concentrations of a naturally occurring insecticide known as BT or BTK.
BT is a bacterial pesticide that kills the caterpillar when the caterpillar eats a leaf that's been treated with the pesticide. The BT causes the caterpillar's stomach to dissolve, and thus it can't feed, and it dies within a couple of days.
That's Bill McNee, coordinator of the DNR's Gypsy Moth Suppression Program. He says if left untreated, the pest has the potential to strip bare entire stands of trees at a time, carving a swath of destruction through the state's forests and natural lands.
The gypsy moth's favorite food is oak, but they do very well on other very important and abundant species in the state, such as aspen, birch, and tamarack. When the population is extremely high, they will also feed on other species that are less desirable, such as maple or pine or spruce.
This year, the DNR plans to spray over 50,000 acres in 20 eastern Wisconsin counties. That's almost double the area that was sprayed at this time last year. Though the pesticide is unlikely to cause any major health problems, McNee does recommend that while planes are spraying, people stay indoors with their windows tightly closed. Though a single application of BT will destroy up to 95% of the gypsy moth population in a given target area, DNR officials concede the pest is a permanent resident of Wisconsin, and within 10 to 15 years, they speculate spraying will be necessary over the entire state. Claude Ginsberg, who heads up the Seattle-based organization No Spray Zone, agrees.
You actually can't really stop gypsy moths. They will spread wherever they will go. No matter what we've sprayed on them, squished them, done whatever we can to them, they are very persistent organisms and they are very well adapted to their environment.
Where Ginsberg disagrees is over the safety of the products currently being used to stifle the spread. He questions the long-term health effects of BTK, both for humans and for the ecosystem.
If we really were serious about doing this right, there would be more research being conducted right now on what really are the long-term consequences of spraying huge areas, millions of acres, and that research is just not being done.
He says there are a few studies suggesting the pesticide might exacerbate allergies or cause a reaction similar to food poisoning, particularly in those with weakened immune systems. Further, Ginsberg stresses, people have a right to know exactly what's in the product being sprayed.
Somehow, the pesticide manufacturers have gotten this rule that you can hide all of the ingredients except for the active ingredient inside of a pesticide, and often the inert ingredients can be even more damaging than the active ingredients to people.
Ginsberg says spending more money now for research on how to deal with gypsy moths will ultimately prevent more virulent outbreaks in the future. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.